Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hang tight, everybody. Hold on.
You ready?
At your leisure, sir, yes.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you've got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Morning on Wednesday, the 26th of July, a top of the podcast to you. I told you at the top of the pod yesterday to consider this man. His personal hit streak was at 17. He got to 18 in the very first inning.
Fly ball well hit. At 374, that ball is off the top of the wall. Dansby will score. Riley with a double and the Braves with two outs. Strike first.
Just amazing. Stay on the fastball, react to the curveball. That's exactly what Austin did there. Man, he is playing pepper with the wall these last couple of days.
Now, pepper with the wall, I was told in a written sign at most ballparks that there was no pepper allowed, especially near the infield. But in-game pepper with the wall, maybe it's a different story. Austin Riley, an 18-game hit streak, during which the man is batting 444. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. Austin Riley picked 13th most 2 days ago. Yesterday, after we led the podcast with him and told you to pick him again, only picked 16th most by all streakers. I mean, are you not listening to me? Maybe. But are you not listening to Porth? Don't they know, Ryan, what we are?
We are invaluable!
Every once in a while, we have a good day. Seriously, we try to help. Yesterday, we did. In fact, yesterday, we highlighted five different batters on this podcast who all got hits later in the day. Yeah! How's that feel? Doubters, haters out there, we are occasionally invaluable. I'm at 2 in Beat the Streak. It was a great day for both of us, frankly, yesterday, though, at Wrigley Field. I saw the Porthinator in the radio booth before the game. Couple of baseball fanatics living our daily lives on press row. Could be worse. Right, Ryan? I mean, that was delightful.
Beat's working for a living.
I agree. And yesterday at Wrigley, the drama, the emotion, the sadness of what was almost assuredly a goodbye for Wilson Contreras, maybe Ian Happ. That's great fodder for talk shows. Lord knows I have one of those. But their offensive predictability is the goal here. And the soft factors led Mr. Porth to Wilson Contreras yesterday.
Listen to the hand for Wilson Contreras. Could be his final start as a Cub at Wrigley Field. And he swings and flares one out to center to base hit. And that takes the big turn. He'll stay put.
So how about that? Anecdotal Porth, maybe my favorite Porth. You knew that was coming, didn't you, Matt?
I mean, there was no way in his likely final game at Wrigley Field that Contreras was going to go 0-for. There was just no way.
I agree. Contreras, the 51st most selected batter in Beat the Streak. These silly streakers not listening.
I will say, though, Contreras only had a 64% chance on the probability chart yesterday.
Okay.
So people who follow that chart probably steered away from Contreras and to these other Cubs you're about to mention.
Okay, well, I would like to retract my silly streakers comment because Lord knows I don't want to insult the listeners. This is a bad way to go about one's business. But it was Bryce Wilson from Pittsburgh who's been beaten up terribly, in fact, previously at Wrigley Field. Anyway, Ian Happ would double to the right center field gap in that inning. He was the 20th most selected batter. Then my anecdotal pick, part of the my daily double A yesterday, was due up.
On the ground, fat ball inside the base, down the right field line. Here comes Happ. Nico racing for second. RBI double the other way. And he continues to just hit and hit and hit. 3-0.
Nico Hoerner, the 27th most selected hitter and beat the streak, having a great and now dependable year. He's got a hit in 16 of his last 20 games. That all came just after an 8-game hit streak was snapped. So 24 of his last 29 games have seen a hit for Nico Hoerner. The number one most selected hitter in beat the streak yesterday, this leadoff hitter on the road at Coors Field, who extended streaks for five different streakers in the top 10 on the leaderboard.
This is toward right center. Lay it out and unable to come up with his Grichik, and Anderson is going to be at second. It'll be a double.
Tim Anderson with that double in the third, helping Colin B. Johnson get to 35. A daily double with Freddie Freeman, the other half. M, read to me, 007. Mr. Etome, 007. M. Retome, 007. I'm not sure how you say it. Is that 31 along with Chappie and Yaman? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Yaman, welcome to the leaderboard. I'll say the numbers part of your moniker probably half of the times we mention you. Don't you think that's fair for Yaman? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Yeah, man.
Exactly. Kyoshi Lotus, 26, who's 45, is the high streak of the season so far. Sits up there at 45 as a target. That's $10,000 if you can get there. Of course, $5.6 million if you get to 57. Us, yesterday we talked about Austin Riley, Andrew Benintendi, Adolis Garcia, Nico Hoerner, and Contreras. They all got hits. Hey, props to a streaker named 03-2004 Amanda. Amanda, we like your style. Amanda yesterday at Jose Trevino. Now, Jose is a nice player, an all-star this year, but not an offensive superstar by any stretch. He had four hits in the previous game. First time in his life he went 4-for-4 on Sunday against the Orioles. So 03-2004 Amanda picked him yesterday, putting her 29-game beat-the-streak in the hands of Jose Trevino. Wow! And in the ninth inning, Yankees down 3 to the Mets. Trevino is 0-for-3, and he delivers this dribbler.
1-2 to Trevino, and he tops one, and he might beat this out. Escobar with the running throw, not in time.
Jose Trevino hit that one with an exit velocity of 63.2 miles per hour, a launch angle of negative 68 degrees. It traveled 2 feet off the bat. I know, StatCast is so useful sometimes. An infield single in the ninth to reach 30 for the 147th most selected batter in Beat the Streak. Way to go, 03-2004 Amanda. Unbelievable.
Good job.
Right, right? I mean, seriously, could you trust a streak of 29 to Jose Trevino?
Hell,
I don't think I could do it.
Absolutely not.
We learned some stuff yesterday. Anecdotal Porth coming in so hot is big. Also, I need to trust some of the soft factors. The other day, I picked. I was going to pick Yordan Alvarez, or our top streaker did. It was his first game back. He went hitless after coming off the injury. Then game two last night, he played and he gets a hit. J.D. Martinez last night for the Red Sox, first game back. He goes hitless, played, went 0-for-3. Also, a travel day, maybe that first day of the road trip or starting a series could be a challenge. These are the human factors. My guy Ahmed Rosario, who destroyed my streak the other night. He had two hits last night at Fenway after his costly 0-for. This is just me thinking out loud. Be a little more patient with guys coming off an injury, maybe their first day in the new ballpark. What do you think, Ryan? Too anecdotal for your boy?
Probably.
Okay, thanks. Also, a rolling confident team is a terrifying team. Check out George Springer last night.
The 3-2. And drilled to left center field. Grand slam, George Springer.
This team has a lot of confidence right now. You are sadly mistaken. They are playing with a lot of confidence, and Springer delivers a huge hit on a 3-2 count.
That is Buck Martinez. Good to hear him. George Springer, the grand slam. The Blue Jays, confidence, outrageous. A 950 team OPS over the last 15 days for the Toronto Blue Jays. Nine different Blue Jays had a hit last night. I will pick a Blue Jay tonight. Our picks are next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big ol' action-packed day around baseball. Tons of games in the afternoon. And some of our favorite pitchers are going and beat the streak. We always give you one to stay away from, though. These are the pitchers we fear. Yesterday gave you Shane McClanahan of the Rays, meant to stay away from the Orioles. McClanahan threw seven innings, just allowed two hits. The Orioles did rally and score five runs, won that game late, but it wasn't because of Shane McClanahan. Two possible stayaways for today jump out to me anyway. Max Scherzer with his first chance to pitch in Yankees and Mets. I would fear playing Yankees tonight in that one because Max is a big game dude. I bet he comes up big. But the official pick for a daily stay away today is Corbin Burns at home against the Twins. They got walked off last night, did the Twins in Milwaukee, and I think Corbin Burns shoves it up their giggy this afternoon. So stay away.
You stay away, I stay away.
Time now for the fourth pick as he giggles about the giggy and having it shoved up there. Sir.
I have not heard that one before. I'm going to shove it up your giggy. Well, you know who has it shoved up their giggy every single time on the mound is Antonio Senzatella. Happy Antonio Senzatella Day, everybody. He is at home against the Chicago White Sox. Tim Anderson is a beat the streak season high 80%. On the hit probability chart, certainly a worthy pick today. However, I am going with his teammate, Jose Abreu. Abreu has been Mr. Consistent for the last couple months. He has a hit in 29 of his last 32 games. He didn't get a hit last night, so I think he gets a hit today. Abreu is a better hitter on the road than he is at home. Abreu is in the 98th percentile for expecting batting average, according to Baseball Savant. Meanwhile, Senzatella is in the first percentile of expected batting average. Antonio Senzatella sucks. It does not get worse than him at home against Coors Field. Jose Abreu today for the White Sox.
You say it does not get worse. I think you mean it does not get better for streakers.
Sure.
Than to get that. Oh, love it. Time now for my daily double A. You know, I love Ryan, but he has trouble reading the calendar. It is not Antonio Senzatella Day. It is Patrick Corbin Day. My friend, Patrick Corbin goes today. We get both these guys. What a holiday. It's like President's Day, where you just kind of combine them because they're close enough. 12.2 hits per nine innings for Patrick Corbin. Absolutely worst in the league by a mile for anybody who has pitched nearly as much as Patrick Corbin. This is why the Nats are so desperately trying to attach him to Juan Soto in trade talks. He has a .315 batting average against. On the season, does Patrick Corbin play every Dodger? Me? I was going to play Justin Turner, but he's not healthy. He's 15 for 41 against Corbin for a .366 batting average. I'll go Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts against Patrick Corbin is one half of my daily double A.
All right, before you get to your anecdotal pick, if Beat the Street gave you an option to pick nine players in a single day, would you pick all nine Dodgers in the starting lineup today?
No, I would pick half Dodgers and half White Sox to
celebrate
both days, President's Day, Beat the Streak style, Senzatella and Corbin. Anecdotally, I told you I was going to pick a Blue Jay. Trouble is, none of these guys have faced Adam Wainwright. Like, none of them. Matt Chapman has seven at-bats, two hits, and a homer. George Springer with three at-bats lifetime against Wainwright, hitless. Raimel Tapia, one for five. This is a test of the anecdotal limits, but when in doubt, I'll go with the best hitter on the team. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is my pick. So the daily double A is Mookie Betts and Vlad Jr. The hit probability algorithm. Take a look at the hit probability algorithm top 10, Ryan. I'll wait. This is too good. Call up your email. I want you to look at the hit probability algorithm that is on our daily printout from our friends at MLB via Beat the Streak, and you tell me who are the top seven players on that hit probability top 10, what team they play for.
All right, Tim Anderson, Eloy Jimenez, Jose Abreu, AJ Pollock, Yoan Moncada of all play. And Leori Garcia!
And
Andrew Vaughn. Garcia is on the top 10?
Who's at 9? Josh Harrison.
Oh, my God.
8 of the top 9.
It is Antonio Senzatella Day.
8 of the
across
top 9.
Major League Baseball.
Our White Sox in Colorado. The only one who's not is Trey Turner of the Dodgers against Patrick Corbin. It's our day, man. Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the baseball season, and you should subscribe, especially if you listen to this one. You know you should have. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. It's within the MLB Play app, which is super fun. Also, Pickle is in there, and Base Chase. There's so many ways to play. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. We are invaluable. Listen and then play the people we say, because they are going to hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking!